It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
And speaking of friends, we got friends, guests from the community in here joining us this morning. One of our favorite friends, one of our reoccurring friends, as they say, right. Al Green is here. Al Green. Now, wait a minute. Let me make sure I get this right. And I only heard it once, which is very difficult for me, but I think our military individual here is Petty Officer Groves.
That's exactly right. Yeah. He did very good. Yeah. That
time. He's from the Marines, Petty Officer Groves.
Well, he's technically not.
We need to get him on. What?
You told me.
I told you he's Navy.
You didn't. I didn't hear the Navy part of it.
He's Navy.
Navy.
He did it on purpose.
Yeah. Navy and Marines, they're kind of tied together.
They're brothers in arms.
Yeah, that's
for
right.
Sure. For sure.
They are. That's for sure. All right, but it's good to have both of you in here.
Thank you.
I guess we'll talk first about the Marine Corps Reserve event that's going on Saturday at 2515 College Drive. That's the Marine Corps Reserve building there. That's been there a long time, so anybody that's been around here should be familiar about where it's at.
Yeah, it's been a
before
long,
my
long,
time.
A very long time.
And it's right next door to College Bowl, and Tinch County College is right there. It's kind of in that big curve you go on college, right? So that's 1 until 4 on Saturday. Tell us what's going to be going on.
So essentially what we're doing is a toy drive. Our goal is to have both the gates open, and you'll come in one side, exit the other. But if you want to take some pictures or hang out in the compound, we're going to have some military trucks displayed. Uh-huh. And I know the weather's supposed to be not great, so we're going to try to have some tents up with mm-hmm. some like M4s and some other weapons to
kind of
view.
Kids love to see those.
Yes,
things.
They're fantastic.
And adults.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're still fun.
Yeah.
So our goal, obviously, is just to bring toys in. It's the first fundraiser that the compound's had in a long time.
Okay.
And it's the first one for us for this season. And our goal is just to get to as many children as possible this year.
Right. So people can drive through, but they can't get out and enjoy the...
Correct.
Okay.
Yep, there will be parking available.
There you go.
Worst case, if you can't park in the compound for those who do come, there's a parking lot next door that the college uses that we're able to use for the Marines. So we'll have people park there. It sounds like a good time, at least.
It will be great.
Gonna be some certificates and some food. And
so we're going to talk about that. So we're going to have some free coffee out there from Starbucks, which will be fantastic. Firehouse Subs, from what we've gathered, is going to provide provide some coupons for some sandwiches and some Firehouse hats as well for some kids.
Yeah.
And then Silver Spoon's going to provide 100 free sandwiches. So for those that come, the first 100 people that we have, we'll get a free sandwich from Silver Spoon.
Oh, perfect. All right.
Yeah.
Right around lunchtime.
Did you hear that? Free sandwiches?
Perfect for lunchtime.
Great kids.
Talk a little bit about the toys that we're looking for.
Toys, new, unused, unopened. They don't have to be wrapped in wrapping paper, but they do have to be in packaging.
Mm.
And then the one big push is nothing that looks like weapons.
Okay.
So if it's a Nerf gun, make sure it looks like a Nerf gun is the biggest part of it.
Anybody could look at it and go, that's a toy.
Correct.
That's a Nerf
gun. And we want to, you know, we don't want to be throwing away toys, but putting toys to the side and not being able to give them out if they look a little suspect.
Okay.
So.
No worries.
And Al would recommend bicycles.
Yes. Highly recommend bicycles.
I think recommend.
Even last year we had a ton of bicycles come in. And we had even like leftover bikes that we were trying to get rid of. Like they're just, we had so many of them last year, even at our site.
Next time you try to get rid of them, call me.
We got 100%. I think just one more thing as far as like the website opens tomorrow, October 1st. The foundation runs the website, and you will be able to request toys there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if you'd like to become a toy drop site on mypigradio.com, we'll have all the links for those as well.
All right, so that's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
Sounds good to me, too.
This would be news time, but we've already had local news a couple of times this morning, so we're going to let our news sponsor, Oak Creek Furniture.
American made.
Yeah, quality furniture that you can purchase today in Bowie County, West Texas County. We're going to let them be the sponsor of our continued guest, our interview with our guest, Al Green, and Chief Petty Officer Groves is here, and they're talking about toys for tots and a couple of events, campaigns that kick off on Saturday, and Al's event going to be going on over in New Boston at the TNP Pavilion, of course. All day long from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Now, you have got a full day lined up. Start out, I guess, talking about the car and truck show.
Car show?
Yep.
They'll start coming in about 7 o'clock, maybe a little bit earlier. It'll run in classes from 1940, pre-1940s, all the way up to 2021s. The truck's the same way. Same way. You know, they'll all be modified or they're all rebuilt, restored. Some beautiful cars come in there. I mean, some awesome looking cars.
Yeah, absolutely.
Some of them are real, just awesomely beautiful just to look at.
Yeah,
even touch them, just to look at them.
We talked about on the Facebook that, everybody's got their favorite decade of vehicles when they were made and produced and all that, and Al's and mine were like 60s into the 70s or whatever, but beautiful, beautiful vehicles, and they're going to be going all the way from pre-1940 all the way up to the present day.
All the way to present day, right.
Right.
The thing, you also have a bike show.
Uh-huh.
Bike show is going to be judged by the people themselves.
Okay, what are they going to do?
The people are going to walk by. There'll be a 5-gallon bucket sitting right in front of the bike. They can drop a dollar in there for each bike that they like. The one with the most money in that bucket is actual first place. The most money in the second bucket will get second place.
Very good idea.
Then we'll have a friend of ours who's going to walk down the bikes and pick out the best of show bikes, the best of the ones that she likes.
Right.
And hopefully she can do the same thing with a car
right.
or a truck.
Mm-hmm. So it'll be interesting to see how that all turns out. But that's a good idea. And, of course, you're trying to raise funds right. for the toys so you can purchase more toys
yeah.
To have more families, more kids happy on Christmas morning. So the more you can raise, the better. So, yeah, come out there and say, I like that one. Here's some money. I like that one. That'll help out. And you got a poker run going, too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and I get half the money, right? I'm just kidding, really.
he's joking.
I got the best hand, right? Yeah. I got 5 aces, I guarantee. We got a good poker run this year.
Uh-huh.
It's about an hour, maybe an hour and 15-minute run. It'll go from New Boston back down through Redwater all the way into Texarkana over to... pizza on the main.
Mm-hmm.
That's a brand new pizza joint.
Yeah,
if anybody ain't been there, you ought to go there. It is awesome.
Is it good? Yeah. Really good?
All right. It is.
Now
so
we'll have to go.
Then we end up coming back into where we are over at New Boston over there.
Uh-huh.
We got burgers over there who ain't eat all the pizza up over at the pizza place. We've got a fantastic band. Mm-hmm. Fantastic band. Carson being in the part-time center.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And they are awesome. They were there last year,
uh-huh.
and they really didn't want to leave, but they had to because of, they said, well, my time's up. No, not really. This time is never up for us. It don't make no difference. They can stay there all day. They should be in around, probably around 10:30, 11 o'clock. They'll start setting up, and they may start playing a little bit. When we pass Topi's out at 2 o'clock, then I'll take the mic away from him and give him a break. But when we pass trophies out, they will take a break. And then when we get done passing out trophies and stuff, they will also start back to playing. We also got a silent auction.
All right, talk about that.
Silent auction is anything laying on the table, you write down your name and the price you're willing to pay for this object, whatever it may be. I've got a brand new recliner, that was gifted to us by Ivan Smith.
Mm. Nice.
It still is sitting in a box in their warehouse here in Texarkana.
All right. So it's brand spanking new.
Brand new. I have a picture on a piece of paper like these, and you can see what it's going to look like. And when you win a bid on it, you can go down and get it. And it is one awesome deal. They work with us every year to do something like this.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a set of trailer tires, brand new trailer tires.
Those are good.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I might need them, in case I have a blowout.
That's on. Right.
It's an all-day deal.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to raise money to help get toys for kids. I want to see, this year I would like to see about 200 families to come in.
Mm-hmm.
That's what my goal is, 200 plus families from everywhere around in the area that we are. Cause we work the western side of Bowie County.
And those guys are more like Texarkana, right?
We cover 11 different counties.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. But you're out in western Bowie County.
I'm right. out in Westernbrook.
All right. And, yeah, good morning, everyone. We are and have been talking about Toys for Tots. And, of course, the big – actually, it basically kicks off on tomorrow.
Right.
It'll be October 1st. Mm-hmm. But the big events to kick it off are this weekend, October 2nd. And we're talking with Al now about the T&P Pavilion New Boston. The hamburger plates now. Hamburger plates, we kind of glossed over that a little bit. But hamburger plates with all the fixings – are going to be served from basically around 10 until 2, right?
True.
Now, who's grilling these burgers?
We need details.
Are you grilling these burgers? No, you're not grilling.
I don't wear gloves.
Okay,
yeah,
no.
I don't wear gloves. I don't wear a mask. No, I'm just kidding.
Nah, but they're going to be good.
They, I got the Legion going to be doing the cooking.
Good.
Uh-huh. So they're going to be, we got 160 burgers to be cooked.
Mm-hmm.
We got, I'm team drinks to drink.
Good.
So we got some good food.
All right, so you can have some good food.
And you dress it up, and I got plenty of room for people to sit up underneath the pavilion.
Yeah, you're under the pavilion.
Or whatever.
Whatever it's doing, right. You'll be under the pavilion. It's not going to bother you. And right. You can enjoy some good live music and some good burgers. And you encourage people that if they want to go ahead on Saturday to bring up a toy, go ahead and start doing
do
that.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
That'd be great.
So we're going to start putting boxes inside the places we need up there in New Boston, DeKalb, Hooks, Redwater, Maud, Sims.
All those great
communities. They got a lot of places.
I know. You've got a lot of places to go. Because the central western Bowie County, it's spread out. You got a lot of area out there to cover and a lot of communities.
A lot of communities. A lot of little, small communities, mm-hmm. but they enjoy life out there because I lived that way for quite a few years myself, so it's really more interesting because you can get friends and come over or you can go to a friend's house and enjoy it. I mean,
absolutely.
It's not like you're in town and everybody's
So bring your toys or financial donation on Saturday and, help out the cause early. And like Al says, the more they can get going early, the better they can look at it, kind of scope it out, and see how many kids and families are going to be able to serve this year. How many did you say you served last year out in Western?
175 families.
That's a lot of families out in Central and Western Bowie County, that part of the county, that you served last year. So you want to do at least that many or more?
I want to do over 200 this year.
That's what I thought.
I would like to go between 2 and 250.
Right. All right, so to do that, you got to have more toys. Yep. More financial comes in, he can get more. And he'll be busy, man, once he gets those boxes set. Because they're going to be calling him going, this box is full, Al. Come get it. And he'll come get it and take care of it. And that's what he wants to do. He wants to work hard because he knows if he's sweating and working hard, he's helping a lot of
people.
There's
a place over in New Boston called Pit Grill.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They called me 7 times last year. I said, when I get off work.
Yeah, I'll be there.
I'll be there.
And he was there. So that's good. And we've got Petty Officer Groves from the Navy.
Yes.
And we got Al Green. What? You were in the service back in the day. What service were you in there, Al?
Mine. I was never in the military.
Were you not?
No. I had a bad wreck when I was 16. Uh-huh. Lost a kidney in this plane, broke my back, stuff.
Oh, man. Yeah. So you couldn't. Okay. Yeah.
Not at all.
They classified me as one dead.
Well, I'm glad that you're here.
No.
They classified me to why I couldn't get in.
Okay. I'm glad.
It was just one of them things.
Well, it's just one of them things. I'm sorry. I just assumed. No, and that's what happens when you assume.
Everybody assumes that.
Yeah, it's like, he was in it. No.
But I do support him.
Well, I know you do.
100%.
All right. How about we play Classic Edition Slogan Off? Y'all don't look at the screen because that's cheating. But these are classic slogans from commercials and TV shows back in the day. All right, here we go. The first one is, you deserve a break today.
Y'all should know this one.
You deserve a break today at...
I'll give you a hint.
It's a fast food, famous fast food place.
You get a Big Mac.
Hamburger place.
McDonald's?
Yeah.
Yes!
You deserve a break today at McDonald's.
Back in the day, what does that mean?
That's, 70s, 80s, okay. Things like that.
Your mom was watching.
Yeah. Yeah. Al should know some of these.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Just like me.
I'm old, but I ain't that old.
I'm old enough to know that.
I remember that.
You really? Blank, take me away.
Cowboy.
Calgon. But I like yours better. Let's change that to cowboy.
The women out there would know, Calgon, take me away.
I like yours better.
Okay, here's one good one. Strong enough for a man, but made for a woman. You would definitely want to have this on during summer weather, Al.
Yeah, and it comes in a blue container. Starts with an S.
What do you put on?
It's a deodorant.
Secret.
You got it.
Secret. Oh, really?
Yeah, the old secret thing was strong enough for a man, but made for a woman.
Oh, gosh. Is it really? No.
Okay. It's not strong enough for a man.
No. Make it hard on everybody.
Yes, it does.
Now, this one I would not recognize, okay? Take it off. Take it all off.
Wow. Is it Nair?
No, but it has to do with shaving.
Okay.
I don't remember this.
Shaving cream.
Yeah. Yeah. Go with shaving cream.
It is shaving cream, and to be specific, Noxzema shaving cream. You remember Noxzema?
I've never even heard of it.
I don't remember that slogan. And this one's going to rhyme. Okay, think about rhyming.
Oh no.
Give yourself go with
flow.
That's a good one, but it's. It's in a yellow box, and there's cereal.
It's a cereal.
That's a zero. Let's
give yourself go
Cheerios.
With
there you go.
Cheerios. Give yourself go with Cheerios.
It's heart healthy, yeah.
Be happy.
One thing is that I remember. I just can't get the
that's
whole
how it works.
Part of it.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Well, I think we did okay.
Right. We did good.
Yeah, you did.
John did exceptional.
Well, a couple of those I would have known. A couple of them I would not have known. Right. If I hadn't been looking at it, I wouldn't have known them either, so to be honest. To wrap it up here, two Toys for Tots events are on Saturday. And it's going to happen. Whatever's going on with the weather, it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. It's going to happen because Al's got the pavilion there at T&P,
right?
Yep. And you've got some tents.
We're gonna try to get some tents.
And if it's people can drive through, so it's going to happen.
One way or another, we'll be there.
We need to say that if it goes to raining this weekend, it will be rescheduled for the 30th of October.
Your event.
My event will be done the 30th of October. Same place. Everything will be the same place. Everything will be the same. It will be the 30th of October.
Okay, so Al's event at the TNP and Pavilion.
If it rains.
If it's a
rain this weekend.
Yeah, if it's a rainy weekend, he'll reschedule his. The Marine Corps Reserve, where you're going to be at, is going to go.
One way or another.
Gotcha.
We'll be there.
The Marine Corps event is 1 until 4 on Saturday, 2515 College Drive. That's the Marine Corps Reserve. And like I said, the first 100 people is going to get themselves a sandwich. They're looking forward to you donating your new unwrapped toys.
Yes.
And getting it going. First 100 people do get those sandwiches. And then your event, if it gets to go on, Al, is 7 to 4. On Saturday at T&P Pavilion.
Yes, yes. Okay.
But if it doesn't, what was the date again?
October 30th is when we're going to do the rain.
Right before Halloween. So if it's raining.
Right before Halloween, I'm trying to get a trunk or treat to go in there with it.
Okay. So we'll note that, okay?
But you can take it with you.
You guys out there, please help out Toys for Tots this fall and into the holiday season. They're trying to help out hundreds of families to make Christmas better. Al, as always, thank you for what you and your wife and your group does. And thank you, Chief Petty Officer Groves. And let's make it a great holiday season.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.